This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You know, there was a question earlier on. I started it. There's a question earlier on. Do you think now that basically now that we're pretty much safe, do you think you now play the youth team? You know, of the youth players in the final two games. What's your thoughts on that?
Have to. If he rolls out the same team, albeit the team that's kept us up, if he rolls out the same team against Plymouth and against Swansea, I'll be bitterly disappointed, because there's a lot of work that has to be done before next season with this squad. You need to start the process now. We've been given a respite where we've got 2 weeks of the season before some clubs below us, that we can exercise that right. And you can play Adam Mayer. You can play Kevin Nisbet. You can play these players that are not getting games at the moment, and see what we've got in them. See if they're going to be a squad player next year, if they're better off going out on loan. Play SA. Play him in a 10 or wherever he is. You know, Harris might see him as his best position. And see, does he need a loan move? You have to start the process now. A lot of these players aren't going to be here. I don't want to see Joe Bryan. I don't want to see Alan Campbell in the squad. I don't want to see Obafemi, you know, through what he's done. Don't want to see him play Saturday, because he's probably not going to be here. So why give him Millwall minutes to a non-Millwall player? Tanganga as well. Don't play Tanganga. Play Sean Hutchinson. He deserves a send-off in his last game at the Den. Play him. You know?
Daily Mill says, for the Swansea game, yes, Plymouth is an integrity issue because they are still battling for relegation.
The only thing I can see that Harris might go for it a bit more with his tried and proven, against Plymouth is to keep his home record at the Den intact. That's the only way I can see that. Plymouth might be fighting relegation. I don't care if we lose 10-0. I don't care if we lose minus 20 goal difference in the next 2 weeks. I don't care, because it don't matter. These games do not matter to us. What matters to us is seeing what we've got for next season, seeing where we need to improve. Have we got the depth in certain positions with the youth players we've got in the squad? If not, can they go out on loan? That process has to start as soon as the 90th minute on against Sunderland, when that final whistle went. The process has to start now.
I sort of agree with London Lion there. Just a quick one. If you are watching on Twitter, you can comment to the show and your comments will come through direct to us. So there is a lot of you watching on Twitter tonight. And just so you're aware that if you are watching, you can comment. Comment, obviously, while you're on the stream watching it. And your comments will come up on screen and we will, you know, see your comments and take questions or anything else. And again, if you have a question for the panel or you want to ask us anything, then, do just submit your questions. There is a lot starred what we will come back to. So, I agree with him, you know, field the weakened team, let Plymouth smash us, and then hopefully put Birmingham and Sheffield Wednesday. We'll come on to who do you want for relegation in a little bit, I think. So, yeah.
Just out of interest, Jay, obviously we spoke about it just before we come on. If we play the same team as we did yesterday, next week, minus, so say Romain Essay comes back in and gets a start over, say, George Honeyman, and then in the second half you get 45 minutes out of Amaku, Nisbet and Mayer, for me, I think that would be the better way to go. Give the players an opportunity that have got us out of it to have that final home game. Give them the 45 minutes and then introduce players. That's the way I would probably go about it. I get that we need to plan moving forward, but I do think there's... Harris is not going to... He's not going to just go, oh, it doesn't matter. I think it does matter to him. I think it matters to him a lot more than what people might think. And see the youngsters, but perhaps in the second half.
Yeah, and like I said, Harris is obviously going to have one eye on keeping the home record intact, which is fair enough. I don't ever want to go to a home game and lose. I don't ever want to go to a football game and lose. But I think for the longer term, you know, we need to start the process now, because it's not a typical off-season at Millwall this season. There's so much to be done. There isn't enough time to do it. Other clubs are doing it as well, you know, and I feel like we're a step behind with what we need, the finances we have. I agree to your point, you know, yeah, see him in the second half, that'd be great. But I want to see him for an extended period of time, because giving him 10 minutes, giving him 15 minutes is not enough to see that. You know, George Honeyman was banged up against Sunderland. I thought was pretty poor against Sunderland. I wouldn't play him. Don't risk him. He's done well this season. Have you well-earned rest? We'll see these players at the final whistle come walk around the pitch anyway. And we can thank them like that, you know. But I just want to see, look, Imarku's future's up in the air. Is he a starter here? Essays is. Adam Mayer hasn't barely sniffed the first team, you know. Leahy in the under-21s, I see a few comments about that. I had a question about him as well. What's he got about him? Stick him on the bench. Abdul Malik, you know, Hutchinson needs to see some games. We've got to start looking at what we've got, whilst also trying to protect what Harris wants to do at the Den, because he's a proud man. He never wants to lose games at the Den. I understand that. But if it was 45 minutes of either, like they do in a friendly, a World Cup friendly or something, you know, completely change the team, I'll be happy. But we have to see it. It can't be 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And I don't think one game of 45 minutes is enough. You have to see it at Swansea as well.
Barry Taylor says, JJ, I care if we lose 10-0.
I don't care at this point. Don't care.
Because we're going up.
Yeah, we're going up. Okay. Come and beat us 15-0. As long as I see SA and go, do you know what? He's a player for us next season. That's warranted losing 10-0 for me. I don't care.
I think Harris... he did it a couple of years ago, I think, didn't he, at Wolves? Yeah. Was it Jamie Philpott?
Alfie Pavey and Philpott scored, I think.
Yeah, they both got minutes at Wolves on the last day. I think that was Harris when we got relegated.
It was. It was Harris.
Before Holloway was relieved. So I think there could be a chance maybe at Swansea that he goes there and he gives a couple of the young lads an opportunity. I just think, personally, I would like to see the likes of Amaku, Mayer, SA get more game time, but I would like us to go to the Den next week and win the game. And I think the way to do that is to play the first team and do the things that have got you to this point. Mickey, I can see I'm going to try and lead you on nicely. I can see that you've added a poll on YouTube.
We can only do four teams on it, so I'll do another one in a bit with the other three teams. But yeah.
We've put up who's joining Rotherham in the relegation battle at the moment. You can vote on Huddersfield, Birmingham, Sheffield Wednesday and Plymouth. And on the subject of relegation, I'm sure guys in the chat will be feeling the same. Can you imagine what it must be like this evening and this week being a Huddersfield or Birmingham fan, knowing that that's the next fixture? For me, it would be awful for us to be in that position to be having to play a team that's you're competing with to stay
We'd
up.
Lose. So, we'd lose that game, 100%. Yeah. We would absolutely lose that game. Let's make no qualms about it. We would lose that game, even under Harris, I feel. Even under Harris, we would lose that game. And that is the biggest thing that needs to change next season. Sorry to interrupt you, Stephen, but Harris said in his presser that, we're a typical Millwall team. We lose to the bottom teams. We beat the top teams. You know, he doesn't want that to be the case. He's not liked that. He's acknowledged that. What I thought was interesting, he also acknowledged that we're down the bottom. We don't want to be down the bottom. We don't want to be fighting this position next season. Previously, Harris has said that that's a good season for Millwall around then. So Harris is starting to have elevated progression plans, you know. So this is good stuff. It's all good stuff. The sooner it starts, the better. But yeah, if we had to play Huddersfield next week or Birmingham, we are losing that game.
I'm just gonna highlight something here for one sec. That comment there. They don't. The person who owns Kraft Heinz, which is obviously part of Heinz as well, is Warren Buffett, and then a load of financial institutions. I don't think they're up in 2 seconds, but I don't honestly believe that unless it's through a thingy. So yeah, I mean, the people who own the most is Warren Buffett, Vanguard index funds, Invesco, iShares, SPDR, and a load of others. There doesn't look as if there's any other company what's associated with John Berylson's wife, Lucy, anywhere near it, mate. So John Berylson's mother, I don't think, unless it's in a trust fund there. But yeah, I thought you said wife, sorry. But mother, I don't think it is. I know Warren Buffett's the biggest shareholder, so of Heinz, so yeah. Or Kraft Heinz, whatever it is, they fucked up something. I can't remember, it was cheese or something they did, didn't they? I can't remember what they did. They fucked it up when they brought it. So yeah, chocolate Cadbury's. That's what they brought, didn't they? Kraft brought Cadbury's as well, and then fucked
Someone
it.
Yeah. Put that in the chat. Yeah, almost put that in the chat. I think you're right, Jay. I think Harris has learned that you can't just sit in this division and go, oh, we're underdogs and we're going to have siege mentality and that's all we're good for, basically. Because that's basically, in a nutshell, how he summed us up.
Yeah.
And I do see, and I can understand how there might be some optimism for him for change and things like that. All I wish we could have a home manager and an away manager. Yeah. Because honestly, watching Millwall away from home, and myself, Ben, and Omar from obviously the other guys who do the show went to Blackburn. It was absolutely woeful. It was terrible. Southampton away, whilst it was a great day, the atmosphere was brilliant. Harris's first game, we weren't good. We wasn't. We scored 19%
possession.
Yeah, do you know what? Just one step before you go on, Steve. In the comments, right? Put in the comments, right? Who you would have as a home manager and who you would have as an away manager. So if you had to choose two managers, who would be your home? Anyone you want, but who would be your home manager and who would be your away manager? And you don't have to stick to like where our budget is, wherever. If you really want, you can have fucking Pep as our home manager and fucking Steven Gerrard as our away manager if you wanted. I just want to see your imagination of home manager, away manager, because we might make something out of it. So, yeah, who would you put? Go on, Stephen. Sorry, mate.
I wouldn't have anyone other than Neil Harris as our own manager. Both don't lose at the Den. But it's just away from, like I say, we went to Blackburn. We were terrible. I mean, it was a bumbling goal. Obafemi took it well and then a mistake to let them score. Southampton, we didn't really do an awful lot. Leeds again, they were at the top of the league. I don't think we disgraced ourselves that day, but obviously we were beaten. Rotherham wasn't great. Huddersfield wasn't great. Yesterday wasn't great. But I think that's where Harris needs to improve. He's got to have an option to play away from home. You can't just send the players out and say, we'll hope for the best and get a point. This is not going
to
work.
The thing to that, though, Steve, is that we need the players to be able to adapt to changes as well.
That's it. That's
this is the thing. We have no plan B at Millwall. We have every player is the same as the player that backs them up. Every striker we have is the backup to that striker is the same player. Every winger, it's the same winger. We need a plan B for us to be able to adapt and change, because at home it's easier. We could, the crowd are behind us and there's a fear factor. It's always difficult to play away from home for teams, and at home that works for us. Away from home, we try and take the Den to away games and it don't work. Partly because we have no plan B. That's the biggest thing. I'll quickly throw my two in there before I'll send it back to you, and apologies for interrupting again. No, you need a Harris type manager that knows how to adapt and win games away from home. For me, that's Neil Warnock, Tony Mowbray. They're probably the two I would look at and keep Harris at home, and I can send it back to you.
You can't have an away team manager. I get that, but it just the contrast between the two.
Have you seen these?
Yeah, I'm reading them now. Yeah.
Sadiq Khan as home manager, so he'd make it a really hard place.
Oh, that's the best one. Sadiq Khan.
But yeah, I just Harris needs to learn away from home.
Big time.
At home, I've got no issues that we'll amass a decent amount of points under him. Yeah. And that's just how it will be. But away from home, he does need to learn. And I know the players do have to take some responsibility and maybe carry out instructions better. But just because you're not playing at the Den doesn't mean that you can't create 4, 5, 6 chances.
No.
It doesn't mean that you can't get on the front foot when you're on the ball. And also, and Harris alluded to it, how many times did we give the ball away yesterday? The passing, just consistently giving it away. It doesn't matter if you're at home, at Wembley, in the new camp, wherever. If you can't pass the ball, you've got no hope.
The thing is as well, though, sorry, Mick. The thing is as well, is that we've only seen, we've had to play the way we've played because Harris was given a very specific task, keep us up. It doesn't matter how you do that, you keep us up. And Harris has gone back to the way he knows how. Now, we don't know what type of manager Harris has evolved into. He's been at a number of clubs. He's been away from the club for 5 years, 6 years. He's built some experience. He's built some contacts. He's got used to different ways of playing, different personnel. So we might see a different way of playing football next season. We haven't seen it because we've had one job to do.
He's not had a free reign, has he? So
all cards on the table, might see something.
I'll tell you. So look, let's get into some of these. Yeah, these are quite funny. So where is it? Craig's on Neil Harris home. Neil Harris home, Warnock away.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what we think, Adam Barrett will always be there.
That's true, isn't it?
On that, before you put up some more of those, before I forget, did anyone see
that
Adam Barrett was coaching
Billericay.
That's his level.
And a person who saw him said, well done for yesterday. And, well done to the lads and all that. And all he got was a smile, no comment. So,
He's a prick and he don't deserve
Harris. Harris Warwick. You say that, but the board love him and the fucking players love him.
I don't know why.
Right. Cut Harris some slack. He's had 48 hours with team pre-Saints game.
Oh, listen.
He pulled wonders there, mate.
That's absolutely not, it wasn't. Wonders. That wasn't a dig at Harris saying that he had thought, that we didn't play well. But what I'm saying is if you look at our away performances as a collective, they've not been great. Yes, we've amassed a few 7 points away from home, but the football has been very, very, very tough to watch.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. So Pep at home, Xabier Alonso away. Evening, Bobby. We need to catch up, mate. Need to do your show. And also, I need to pick up all my large amount of samples for Tom Ford of Variation and Mont Blanc and some other great ones, what you probably have. There's a Louis Vuitton one as well, which is quite nice, but it's about £320 a bottle. I don't know if you can get samples of that. Sorry, Tony. Anyway. Harris, home. Klopp away.
Nah.
Ray Harford and Steve Greer. Harris home, Kieran McKenna away. Some of these are quite interesting. The Pound Shop would be a good fit as sponsor. At least our players would be in the same value as the company's products. Neil Harris away and a male manager, McKenna. Harris away, Eddie Howe. Home, away, Eddie Howe. Alex Ferguson, get enough added time to make sure we win. Harris home, Mark Robbins away.
Mark Robbins is he's a great manager. And Coventry absolutely robbed earlier, by the way, in the FA Cup semi-final. Absolutely robbed.
Fuck it, we're not talking FA Cup. We're not going down that route tonight. We'd be here for another 5 hours. I'm up before.
I think they're going to back down, to be fair. The FA's, I think, is going to have to go. Because said what we want, all of a sudden, the EFL come out and all the managers have come out and everyone's come out of it.
There we go.
All sitting there going, mate. So it just proves that
what Steve said in the morning was proved, wasn't it? So, yeah, here we go. Hello, gang. How to beat shit teams at home next season?
To be fair, Joe, to be fair, the current bottom three, the current bottom three, we beat two of them at home and drew with one. Admittedly, it was a last minute penalty. But we beat Birmingham, we drew with Huddersfield, last minute penalty, and we beat Rotherham. So that isn't necessarily the issue at home. It's away. It's all away from home under Harris. It's all away from home.
Yeah. Where are we? See, that's not a bad shout, is it?
Deitch, I wouldn't have Deitch.
No, but it's not a bad shout. That one's I wouldn't have
I'd replace Deitch with I'd replace Adam Barrett with Deitch. Mm. No problem.
What about Heckenbottom?
Yeah, I like him.
Harris home, Warnock away.
He's an arrogant geezer.
We need a 6'2" striker the way Harris plays. For Leeds, it's
Peter Sutcliffe. Peter Sutcliffe was amazing away from home because he never committed any crimes in Bradford or anything, did he? It was all in Leeds. He was a brilliant away from home. Best attacker Leeds have ever had, didn't he?
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah, thanks for that. We're live, by the way. Jay wide awake tonight. Yeah,
I'm Alex
Pearce. Alex Pearce is Sean Williams away.
100% record they got. Preston.
Is there an away day draw this evening? Is there a giveaway draw this evening? Evening boys. Bomber only went and fucking done it. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
When we're doing the who are you, Mickey, you said that you're sorting that
with
out.
Bobby. Yeah. I'll do it. Mickey on the sponge again. On the sponge again? What's on the sponge again? Has Mickey got a fez? He went all the way to Turkey. Where's your fez? Fuck off. I'm not Danny Baker. Harris away, Dutch away. Edwards for Tappy Tappy Pretty Football. We're in the Champions League. That must be Ben's thingy,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, that's Ben's burner account.
Stick to Edwards couldn't win a game in the Championship, let alone in the Championship.
Harris home, Mickey away. Sorry, spelt wrong way. That's all right. I'm out. Home and away. Clip it and ship it. So, yeah, no. There's a few. Alex Ray would be a good one, but, yeah, I don't know about that. So, yeah.
Yep.
And going back to the other thing, the person who introduced, you might have got confused, by the way, with the Craft Group, but the person who introduced John Berylson to Millwall was Robert Craft, who was the CEO of Craft. Whether or not that's what you meant, I don't know. But, yeah. Squeezing Bobby dry. Fucking right, mate. He works for Harrods, mate. Why wouldn't I? Listen, you're not going to... Listen, you know, those aftershaves I was talking about, mate, start about £300 upwards. So, yeah, if he's got samples, mate, fucking right, Chris. Absolutely right, mate. Do you know what I mean? Always out for a bargain, mate. Do you know what I mean?
That's Bobby getting called into the manager's office in the morning.
Do you know, most Millwall fans, mate, when I was fan of Millwall, do you know, so many Millwall fans, mate, used to buy kids' tickets, go in the kids' end, and then literally jump over the railings up to block 17, 18, mate. So, you know, don't listen, you know, we love a few quid, mate, and keep them. We don't give them away. So, yeah. So yeah, Bradshaw, Sav and Leonard signing new contracts. Who leaves? There we go. Let's go to Tony Turrett's point. Who leaves? Hutch, Wallace, Harding, Bart. I'd like to see us improve on what more. Last few games has been okay, but not good enough. Question to you, Jay.
I think they probably do leave. I think that you would need replacements before you let any of them leave. Before any people leave, we need to have replacements. We're not in a position to just let people leave. We've got enough of that. Anyway, you know, if Harding's an interesting one, because I honestly thought he was nailed on to play under Neil Harris. He is a Neil Harris player, but for some reason, doesn't like him. So, yeah, if he goes... Alex Mitchell comes back in, but you're also losing Tanganga. You're also losing Sean Hutchinson. So, you know, we need people in before we can think about leaving. They're probably the suspects I'd look at moving if we do get replacements. But, yeah, it's let's sort out who we're getting in first and who's actually going to walk before we start talking about incomings.
Richard Cowley says Murray Wallace has another year on his contract.
He does, as does Wes Harding. And realistically, being honest, can you see anybody realistically coming in and signing them? Okay, no. If they drop, if they want to drop to League Two or something like that, then obviously they'd probably get picked up. But again, our clubs, we can't let players go for free like what we have been. So people would have to pay a fee. Are we going to get a fee for Wes Harding? Are we going to get a fee for Murray Wallace? It's just not going to happen.
I'd keep Wes Harding, though. I'd keep him.
Possibly, as backup with Mitchell coming in. I think you're right, though, Jay. Whilst we know that players get released and that happens at the end of the season, everyone who's under contract needs to be in the building come the first day of pre-season for Harris to go, right, what we got, where are we going, what do we need? And then if you bring in, say, three centre-halves, including Alex Mitchell, then you could let Murray Wallace go. Yeah, if you bring in a couple of midfielders, then you can let someone else go and work.
Joe's right. We need to create money for the rebuild to happen. And what assets do we have? And they're probably the only two assets that we have.
How much are we going to get for them?
Well, I think
20% sell on has to go back to Zion's club.
The thing is that we ain't going to get nothing. It's either you get something or nothing, you know, and this club needs massive reinvestment. We've not got the finances to do it. So, you know, it's better than a kick in the teeth, whatever you get. You need.
But, say you get 5 million for those two players.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. How much of that do you think is going to be reinvested?
Just before we
75%,
answer that,
I think.
Yeah, I think you might get more for Fleming in the sense, not loads more, but I think the club will be looking at between 3 and 5 million for him alone. They're going to try and squeeze as much as they can. I know his performances, and again,
only got 1 year left.
Yeah, I get that, but also look at his numbers. He's been in English football for 2 seasons. He's got 22 goals. In a team, let's face it, this year we've been crap. So you can sell on numbers. So I think they'd look to try and get around 3 to 5 million. And I agree with Jay's comment that about 70% ish would probably be reinvested into. They'd obviously keep some funds back, but I think they realise they would have to. We've all spoke about it. You buy players, you sell them, you invest in other ones, and you keep doing that until you become sustainable.
$7 million for those two players will be on instalment deal. They won't be upfront payments. They'll be on instalment deals. And we will probably reinvest, if you're lucky, maybe $2 million of that, if you're lucky.
Then the club will never progress.
Then that's why we are where we are.
I mean, I thought we had no money leading into the summer, and we went and spent nearly $2 million on Casper Denora, and went and spent the same on Kevin Nisbet, and you know, all of a sudden we look like we're spending a bit of money. The money does seem to come from somewhere when desperate times happen, whether that's within payments over time or whatever, you know. But it's interesting to see what James Beresford wants to do with that. How is the investment going to come? Is it going to come in a sense where, Neil, this is the money you've got, go out and get what you need? Because Neil's a head coach. He's not the manager. So Neil's not going to be involved in that type of process. He might give him a list of types of players he wants, or maybe even a list of names for certain positions. But he's not going to be the one behind the scenes doing that like a manager does. Because
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Two different roles for people that don't know.
Have we really signed Casper on a 4-year deal? Because
it was announced, I think, as a significant.
It was significantly long term, yeah.
Yeah, that was
a long term deal normally for them, for Millwall. 3 years. Yeah, well, 2 years with a year extension, yeah.
I don't know. But look, at the end of the day, if money's not there to invest in this squad, then money will be made available by selling the assets that we do have, which are Casper Denoor and Fleming. I still think there is money in Romain Essay, maybe not millions and millions, but I still think on potential there's money there. But if to become self-sustainable, to get the club in a better position, you've got to be bringing in players and selling them at a higher price than what you brought them in for. They missed the boat massively with Fleming last year. They can still recoup some funds from him this year. And also, don't forget, and you know, the work that's been put in behind the scenes, our academy are now producing teams that are winning competitions at their age group. Yeah. There will be clubs looking at their under-18s, looking at our under-21s going, right, they must have something going on down there because they're winning competitions. We got to the semi-final of the FA Youth Cup. Again, it's a shame we might not ever see any of those players in the first team. But if we get someone like what Man City did with that Adosie and whatnot and go, right, we're going to give you X amount of million for a 17-year-old you've never seen play, I'll take that. I'll take that all day long. The academy's doing its job.
3 year, by the way. 3 year with an option for another year extension.
No, I want to keep Zian Fleming. I want to keep Casper Denoor. I think Casper Denoor in a system that isn't what we've been trying to do to stay up. Casper's got a massive part to play next season, I think. I think Zian has as well. They are quality players.
Do you think Casper is a bit like, or Longman, someone put earlier, that is a bit like Jed Wallace in the first year Harry signed him?
Maybe in terms of they're similar types of player. They both have raw pace, raw ability that just needs harnessing, and you need a good manager and a good system to bring that out of them. I do think that the similarities are there like that. Jed Wallace was a leader on top of that, though, as well. Jed Wallace would get the crowd going. I don't think Longman's got that in him that much. I don't think he's, you know, all out there. He shows a bit of fight and, you know, you've seen him argue with a few players. Maybe it's a good comparison. You couldn't argue with a comparison on types of player, positioning, style of play. A bit of flair, you couldn't argue it, but is he going to be as good as Jed Wallace has been for Millwall? I highly doubt that because not many have and not many did before him, so I'm not too sure.
I also have to say, I don't think we're a selling club. We are a club that lets our players go for free.
But that needs to change. That's what we're discussing. That's got to be, look at your Bristol Cities, your Blackburns, and that all selling players for 20-odd million. You become self-sufficient. You make 20 million on one player, the club is self-sufficient. For the everything else, the finances get spread elsewhere.
We need to sort the regen out double quick because it's still not sorted. We're waiting for the elections now. But as soon as that regen's sorted and we can start building around the den and produce income through rent and selling properties, et cetera, and plough that into the club will become a lot more self-sufficient rather than having the Brelson or Chestnut Hill Ventures putting money into the club. And that's where, you know, that was JB's dream, was to basically have that development around the club, to plough money into the club so that he didn't have to keep ploughing money in. And it would obviously make the club a lot more financially secure because there's money coming in. But again, I mean, that's what, 10 years now? And again, the training ground ain't moved, but again, prices have changed. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the training ground will be scaled back a bit and then built on as we get, you know, more and more money involved. But I don't know, because it's going to cost them 30, 40 million to build that place.
And that's it. And that's where you start with. What's the best way for a football club to make money? And that's in the transfer market. That's by producing players. John Berylson put a lot of money into the academy when there was a statement a few years ago about wanting to have an academy and putting some money.
No, we had an academy, then they shut it.
But growing it and putting significant investment into the academy. And now you're seeing that the 18s and the 21s are coming through and they're winning competition. So it was the right way to go, but you've got to harness that into selling those players or getting them into the first team. We're all talking about who we're going to bring in. If these kids in these teams are as good as what people say they are and as good as they look to be on paper, Archie Gray at Leeds, can't stand the guy. He's but he's 17 years old. They put him in the first team. Why can't we do that with some of our 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, and give them the opportunity to play? And then all of a sudden, you've got clubs knocking on the door, £20 million offers.
Did Sunderland play a 15, 16-year-old yesterday?
I don't think that young, but I know Wolves had one in the Premier League in their squad that had to skip. There was a joke that he had to skip science in the week to go to training or something. But Bellingham's brother can't be that much older. He must be in his, you know, as a teenager. So it can, it was, can yeah, work.
He was 16. Chris Rigg.
Oh, there you
go. Chris Rigg is 16.
Oh, there you go. So if other clubs are willing to do it, if our academy is as good as it looks to be on paper, why can't we do that and give them the shop window?
He did, yeah. Kenny Jackett shut down the development team. And that's why we then when JB come in and JB fired it back up, that's why it took a few years to get back. And I still think we're only level two, I think, or level, you know, we're not school of excellence or whatever level we're sort of below it. So, yeah, but hey, it is what happens, isn't it? So, yeah.
But if all it takes is for one of those players in that 18s or the 21s to really make it and be sold for a reasonable amount of money, and it's done its job, because then the club can start investing and then you get better players and stuff like that. I know it's easy to say it and you've got to do it, but that's the way forward.
No, let's see. I'll get that. So, yeah, it's we will probably be going into the youth players over the season break. We have two games left. Obviously, we've got some shows. We do have some Who Are Yous going into the bank. I am doing a player this week. We've spoken before about him, but we couldn't do it. And then we've now got him. Stephen's got a couple of other people being lined up as well. We've got hopefully a few ex-players for some interviews as well coming up. So there'll be a few things in the bank. Bobby, get in touch. Drop me an email, info@thatmillpodcast.co.uk. Or you've got my number, actually. Just drop me a WhatsApp, fella, and we'll organise a time to do it. That one's going to be an entertaining one.
James has got to come out soon as well. James has got to go out soon.
Mine's been sitting there for about 6 years, I think.
Yeah, thereabouts, mate. So we put Jay's out as well. Maybe put Jay's out this week, midweek, maybe. And yeah, and if there is anyone else who wants to be involved in next year for Who Are You? So, you know, we'll pre-record it over the closed season as such. But if you want to be on Who Are You, basically, if you've not already know or you are new to watching us, Who Are You is 20 questions based around your time supporting Millwall. So, you know, your favourite player, your favourite game, your best memory, your best away game, et cetera, questions like that. Nothing was going to incriminate you, nothing was going to get you into trouble or anything. It's just 20 questions based around your time following Millwall. You can have whoever you want to do it, but normally it is Stephen's show. Stephen will do it. And we're also going to be posting out over the next couple of days a waiting list for a prediction league, what will be coming in next year. So if you are interested about joining the prediction league, then just get your name and that on there, and then as soon as it starts coming, then we'll email you out with all, you know, with all how to log in, etc., etc. It will be free. There will be some prizes up for grabs, everything else. We've got some good stuff going forward for next season. Some exciting times, some new shows, some new content, a new look website, and some massive news regarding that. If there is anyone out there who wants to, you know, look at sponsoring the show and whatnot, mate, you want your logo at the bottom of these live shows, then get in touch. We can have a conversation. Our chosen charity for next year. We have a chosen charity now for next year. So our cricket match in the summer, which again, there'll be a list for that. So if you're interested in playing for that, there'll be something for that. We'll go from there. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, one other thing before Stephen comes in. Massive thank you to everyone who is watching us on YouTube and watches our stuff on YouTube. We not only hit 1 million views We smashed it to bits. We're well over it now, and we are growing fast. So again, if you haven't subscribed to us yet, please do, because it helps us unbelievably, and helps us get in front of more and more Millwall fans, etc. So thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. And yeah, we're flying up. Subs are flying up. So if you are watching on YouTube, make sure you press that like button. Let's see if we can hit 100 likes today. We're 75 in a minute. Let's see if we can do that. And yeah, that's it from me. Go on, Stephen. I forgot your name then. Go on, fella.
Wow. I just really echo what Mickey said. Obviously, we've got loads of stuff that we're working on over the summer. I've got some ideas, Jay, all the panelists. Without the guys that watch it, though, we appreciate you spending your Sundays, Fridays, whatever other days we put shows out with us. It's been a hard season this year. We're safe now, so we can enjoy these shows a little bit more, and we're not stressing about relegation and going down and stuff like that. So thank you very much for the support. If you do want to do Who Are You and all that kind of stuff, please get in contact. Two plugs from me. I am playing in the charity game on behalf of the Food Hub. It's the Food Hub Cup, and the under 40s game. There is an over 40s, which I think our very own Joe Zampa plays in. My game, which is obviously going to be the better one, is on Friday the 17th of May. It's free entry at the Den. They ask for donations and things on the day, but if you fancy coming and watching me make an absolute fool of myself at the Den, please do. And finally from me, this will be the last time I'm plugging it, so everyone will be delighted that actually it's true, Mickey, because the raffle ends on Wednesday, so I can get into...
And then Thursday and Friday will be the Millwall boxes, what we were going to do before, but then he come in with his shirt. So once that shirt's done, there'll be two... Mill boxes auctions, one for Mind and one for the Royal British Legion. So that will be coming in towards the weekend and run for a couple of weeks.
I do have, the final time I'm going to be plugging this, the Byron Webster's signed shirt from Tony Craig's testimonial. I've raised a little bit of money with it. Obviously, John Reynolds, who may well be listening to the show tonight, I know he does, kindly donated. We'll get the link in the description up. So if you guys want to donate to it, it's £5 a ticket. All the funds go to Mind charity. So far this year, thanks to the guys from the chat and obviously other people that I know, I've raised nearly £900 for Mind. It is an important charity to me, so thank you very much for your support. If you do want to bid on the shirt, the raffle ends on Wednesday, and the aim is whoever wins will get the shirt at the Plymouth game on Saturday. So thank you for the support and everything that I've done personally and also to the channel this year. It's very much appreciated.
Right, there we go. So that's nice. So, Jay, have you got anything you want to say, mate?
No, thank you, everybody, for sticking with us with the hard times, the good times. I've not been here very long, but look, all of you viewers have all been very good. You've embraced me as part of your community as much as Mickey, Stephen and the others have embraced me as a panellist for the show. So, look, we got a good thing going here. You know, the community's great. You guys are great. And there's a lot of things in the pipeline that are going to make it even better. It's going to streamline us that. We're over a million now, views on the socials. It's only going to get better. So next season's only going to get better as well. You know, let's start looking up, trending up, and hopefully we're all on the same ride together. So yeah, appreciate everybody and glad it's over now and we can start looking to them sort of things and not talk about relegation anymore.
No, that's it. Right, go on then. If you want to give away, let's go. Just make a comment. Anything you want in that comment. If you haven't already commented yet, get a comment in. If you're watching on Twitter, get a comment in now. You've got about a minute or so. I'll give you to get it all in and then go from there. Stephen sent me the link what I'll be able to put in the comments later. I'm on a different computer, so I can't do it now. Oh, Dan Rigsler, Hezbollah. Come on, quick. Any comment you want. If you're watching on Twitter, get your comments in. Go on, keep going. What is there? There's only 30 of you in there. There's about 700 of you watching across all things, but there's only about 30 odd of you now. If you want to win a prize, I'm going to do 10 draws. So 10 Kiwi, 10 10 key ring opportunities for you, but you need to get a comment in now. Whatever you want in the comments, whatever you want in the comments, you've got about a minute or so left. Come on. And then I'm going to end the show with a special treat.
Everybody's just writing comment.
Yeah, they do. Oh, can I just say, as much as I hate Palace, thank you very much for today, mate, for absolutely upsetting West Ham by beating them 5-2. Did you see that?
Yes. Did you see Sarkic on Instagram, by the way?
Yeah, I put that.
How have we not spoke about that?
Go on and speak about it now, because I need to get a video up. So go on and speak about it.
Sarkic, so there was a comment, Sarkic put something up, and a fan had put a picture of West Ham kit or whatever in response to Sarkic, because he plays for Millwall. And he just commented back, it was so perfect, just with a clown emoji, just saying 5-2. Just perfect response. Like, that's our goalkeeper. If I was on the fence before, he's definitely winning us round with stuff like that. What's your thoughts on that, Stephen?
The best part about it is actually the amount of supporters that picked up on it and just hammered. It was a West Ham fan who put the gif of Jared Bowen or whatever. And it's just perfect. I think it just proves a point that that at the moment, as what we spoke about, Neil Harris has got the players believing that they play for Millwall Football Club and what it takes. And he's just kind of thought, you know what, I'm not having this, and made a little bit of a joke with it. So, well done, Matty Sarkic.
You got a 1 in 4 chance at the minute. Only 40 of you have made comments. So you've got a 1 in 4 chance of winning a key ring in a minute, mate. So, yeah, you've got about 30 seconds or so left, and then I'm going to do a chance for you to win
Millwall
10 keyrings.
It's just put a... Can I ask one question there? Ref to West Ham? Sure.
Can I ask a question? Ref to West Ham.
Go on, then. Get it in. As in reference to West Ham.
Oh, go on then. Get it in. George Long would have missed that comment. Yeah, he would have missed...
It would have flown right over his head. That's what he would have done.
He would have missed a lot of that comment, so yeah. Go on, get that comment in and then we're going. So we are going to go in 2 seconds. I'm just lining up a couple of videos.
I love some of these comments on some of these shows we've done. It's just pathetic. So funny.
Pathetic.
Funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. Is anyone upset when other fans sing Bubbles? I don't get it. We've addressed that. It's more of a pathetic thing. How sad must they be to do that? Yeah, they think it riles us up, and it doesn't.
That day at Southampton when they had the phones with a West Ham badge. Like they were showing it to us. Then we went and scored, and you just see them slip the phone back into their pockets. Like, oh yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, can't. It's embarrassing.
We laugh at them. If anything, it doesn't make us angry. Doesn't me anyway.
Right then, I'm going to press this button and then straight back, we're going to do the draw. To give you a preview of stuff what's coming next season, you see. I'm thinking we start whetting your appetite. Right, here we go then. We're going to do 10 giveaways. 3, 2, there's 43 of you in there. Here we go. Person one.
Hey!
Peck and Poet.
That failed, Jay. That failed massively.
I thought they were the winners. Oh, Peck no. What a fool I've just made myself.
Peck and Poet, you've won. Here we go.
Someone's going to clip that.
Winner number two.
If it lands on me, there's a guy who said earlier that he's bringing his son to the first game next week. He can win it, whoever that is.
Dan Riggs wins everything. He gets his hands on all sorts of merch and that.
Yeah. Make sure whoever gives Dan Rigg get a donation for your charity as well. Here we go. Winner number three. If you drop us a DM, Richard Lacey, the person who provides the prizes, well done. You've won a prize. I'm doing it, mate. That's it. There's three. So those of you who won, drop us a DM on Twitter or drop us an email at, say, prize winner at info@thatmillpodcast.com.
Oh, I'm not having
that. There you go. Okay. There we go. No, whoever it was, someone commented earlier, it might have been Craig who said that he's bringing his boy to his first Millwall game next Saturday. Whoever that was, we'll go back and have a look. They can have the prize.
There we go. So, John C., congratulations. You're a winner. Okay, that's five. This is winner number six.
Oh, he's already won one now. That puts me in a bit of a...
awkward situation, is it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I don't win anything.
Right, there's winner number six. Winner number seven. Craig Morgan.
Congrats, Craig Morgan.
Winner number eight. Where are we? Need to go on the right screen. There we go. Winner number eight. Danny Shrewd. Winner number... Oh, I can't. My mouse don't work.
Nine.
There we go. Winner number nine.
Congrats, Peter.
Peter Sullivan, even though I shouldn't give you a winner for your fucking terrible Photoshop image. And 10th and final person. Millwall Holdings, there you go. You are the 10th person. Congratulations. Those of you who've won, just email us at info@thatmillpodcast.co.uk and just put at the top Sunday after Sunderland prize winner, and we'll send you a form where you just fill out, put your name and address on it, and then you can either have your key ring sent out to you, or you can pick your key ring up at the next home game
with Craig, if that's who I think it is. I think he's playing in the charity game with me, so I can, if Craig, if you're happy to, if I don't catch you next week, I can bring it along to that if it is you. If not, then we'll sort out getting it sent out to you, mate.
I haven't yet, Rich, but I will see Mick soon. I will get it because it will take place on my desk.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, sorry about that. My laptop nearly died. So yeah. Right. We've got all your comments in. You're in. What key ring is it? It'll be a different one to what you've already got. It'll be one which says you are a cunt. Just for you, Dan Riggs.
Craig, but he paid last year, but not this year. He, as Mickey said, message. It will sort out getting it to you if you want it next week. I'm close to Mickey. I can pick him up, mate. Or you're going. Mark, you're there next week, yeah?
Yeah. Mark.
Yeah.
Just email us, mate. First time watching live, and we'll send you a keyring as well. There we go. Can't say fairer than that. So then, do you want to see our new intro video for next year or not?
Yeah, it's been a good show.
Even better.
Yeah.
Shall we just do it? Yeah.
Language you don't usually hear on television. Millwall in London, Dockland.
And that isn't the finished one. That was the first draft. Because the finished one, me and Jay were up to about 4 o'clock in the morning. No, change that bit. Change that bit. No, change that bit. Change that bit. Change that bit. So that's giving you an inkling of what it's like, but that isn't the final draft, which I thought it was, to be fair, but it isn't. Because as soon as it come up with a bit of "no one likes us" in the middle, Jay, I suddenly went, oh, that's the wrong video.
Is that a bit where the music just suddenly...
Yeah.
The thing is, for those that don't know, I work mostly nights and Mickey doesn't go asleep. So I'm always awake. So I'm just easy for someone for me to talk to. But yeah, look, it's not finished. There's a lot of other things that have got to go on with it. But what do you all think? Did you like it? I think most of us like it. I think it's pretty professional. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, we're pretty much there. Stephen, anything else you want to say?
No, just like and subscribe and see you on Friday.
Oh, hang on, look. Joe's back in again. Would you like shut the fuck up, Joe Keyrings, instead? Quick, you've got about 2 seconds. Just put yes or no. If you want that in there. So yeah. We can, you know, Rich will make you shut the fuck up, Joe Keyrings, instead, I think. So yeah, not a problem there. Yeah, Omar's dad's at the front because obviously everyone knows him from the CAF, but he's not at the end. There is a different ending. What we've done, and different music. So yeah, but you'll see it. So yeah, yes. Rich, if you're listening, it's shut the fuck up, Joe Keyrings, please, if you don't mind, sir. That is
it. That might have been in relation to like in the new video, not necessarily the keyrings, but
yeah, I know, but I'll take it.
Whatever.
Yeah, Jay, you take it. Shut the fuck up, Joe Keyrings. Yes,
yeah.
Stephen, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's unanimous. So with that, we are all done for another week. Which video do I play out? Oh, fuck it, let's do this one.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.